This is a Fox News alert, a guilty plea from a Trump associate. I'm Dave Anthony. Alan Weisselberg just entered that a short time ago to 15 felony charges in New York City. He is the Trump Organization's chief financial officer.
Prosecutors say he was part of a scheme to give under-the-table cash to company executives. Weisselberg himself allegedly took nearly $2 million.
Fox's Gernal Scott. As part of the deal, Weisselberg will get a five-month prison sentence, and he has to testify against the Trump Organization at a trial in October. In 2 hours, the judge who signed off on the search warrant for the FBI's raid of the Trump Mar-a-Lago, Florida home will consider making public the affidavit used to justify the search. Now, the former president wants it released. So does Republican Senator Rand Paul, who tells Fox,
"This is also the same FBI that used a foreign intelligence warrant to snoop on and spy on the Trump campaign to investigate them for over 2 years. So I think the burden really is on the FBI. They've been wrong in the past."
But the Justice Department is fighting the release, saying if it's unsealed, it could jeopardize the investigation after 11 sets of classified documents were seized in the search. At the same hour later today, Hadi Matar will be arraigned in a Western New York court. He is the man accused of attacking and stabbing Salman Rushdie, who was critically wounded, years after the Islamic radicals had marked him for death, claiming his Satanic Verses novel is blasphemy. There are now more than 13,000 monkeypox cases in the U.S. in every state but Wyoming, amid a global outbreak of the virus that so far has mostly spread among men having sex with men. But the White House has a message this morning.
"It's important that we all take monkeypox seriously. And it's critical that we do all we can to keep this dangerous virus from spreading."
That is monkeypox response coordinator Bob Fenton. He says an additional 1.2 million doses of a vaccine will be made available next week. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to NetSuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Again, our top Fox News story, Alan Weisselberg, the chief financial officer for the Trump Organization, pleaded guilty a short time ago in court in New York City to 15 felony charges, including tax evasion. He is part of the plea deal, will spend 5 months in prison, and he has to testify against the Trump Organization at a trial in October. Ukraine's president has just met with the head of the UN, urging the United Nations to help liberate a nuclear plant Russian forces took control of. He's also trying to get the UN's help getting more Ukrainian grain past a Russian blockade. This after another bombing in Ukraine's second largest city.
Leaders in Kharkiv say that this attack was the most tragic since the beginning of the war. At least 30 people are either hospitalized or wounded. A dozen are dead, including children. And right now, rescue teams are moving through the rubble trying to collect the bodies and corpses of Russia's latest attack, this one targeting a residential building. But Russia's defense ministry today claiming that it actually tried to target a temporary base of foreign mercenaries.
Fox's Alex Hogan in Kyiv. Kanye West is pushing back on criticism over his new clothing line in Gap stores. Talking to Fox's Eric Shawn this morning.
"Do you understand some people have felt that putting clothes in bags is insensitive, perhaps, to homeless and other people?"
"I'm an innovator, and I'm not here to sit up and apologize about my ideas. That's exactly what the media tries to do. Make us apologize for any idea that doesn't fall under exactly the way they want us to think.
There's an update on the economy that higher mortgage rates keep taking their toll on the housing market. Sales of previously owned homes declined in July for a sixth month in a row, down almost 6% from June. Prices down, or were up rather, almost 11%. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 80 points. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.